What a blessed, blessed, blessed God we serve. Father, I give you thanks for as many that are signing in different parts of the world. We declare that Jesus Christ is faithful. Father, bless as many today that are signing in. We welcome the grace of God. Do say after me, I welcome the grace of God. I welcome the peace of God. I welcome the presence of God. I welcome the glory of God. Raise our voice, begin to pray. We welcome grace. We welcome the peace of God. We welcome the glory of God. We welcome the power of God all across the globes, all across the continents of the world. We welcome the grace of God. I welcome grace in your house. I welcome the peace of God in your house. I welcome the power of God in your house. I welcome the presence of God to move in your house. I welcome the miracles of God to operate in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Things cannot remain the same. There must be breakthrough. There must be testimonies. There must be breakthroughs. There must be turnaround. Favor must cause a shaking in your life. Favor must uproot some things in your life. Just say the name of Jesus. Favor must uproot some things in my life and release the blessings of God. Raise our voice and pray. We speak to them in the name of Jesus Christ because of this favor. Let the favor of the Lord uproot everything in your life that is not meant for peace and prosperity in the name of Jesus Christ all across the nations of the world. Just say after me. Repeat after me. Say the name of Jesus. Let the favor of the Lord that is upon my life uproot everything in my life that is not meant for peace and prosperity. Be uprooted in Jesus' name. Raise our voice and pray. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Let the favor of God that is upon your life uproot everything that is not meant for peace and prosperity in your life in Jesus' mighty name. Grace of God must manifest. Just say after me, I will surely celebrate in this season of grace. I will surely shout for joy in this season of grace. The Lord spoke to me to tell somebody today that which I've been struggling for many years, it has been solved. That situation, you have been struggling to solve it for many years. God said, I should announce to you, it has been solved. Raise your voice and glorify the Lord. Father, I give you thanks to as many who have been faithful, holding on your word. That situation that have been trying to solve for many years, immigration problems have been solved. I just speak today in the name of Jesus Christ. That area of major obstruction in your life has been dealt with. That is the word of the Lord. That area in your life that's been like a major obstruction has been dealt with. It is over. The story has changed in Jesus' mighty name. Grace will change your story for good. Just say after me, grace is changing my story for good. Just confess it. Grace is changing my story for good. The grace season is changing my story for good. Those watching me online, those in Africa, in Asia, in Europe, in Middle East, and all of us in the US, just confess with boldness. Grace is changing my story for good. I speak to all of you watching and listening to the radio in the name of Jesus Christ, as many to the World Mission Radio right now. Let the grace of God change your story. I speak in your family. I speak to your grandchildren. I speak to your business. I speak in your career. I speak in your health. I speak in your marriage. I speak in your finances. Let this grace season give you a brand new story. Hallelujah, Lord. To God be the glory for all of you who have been praying with us every day. Today again is another special day. Genesis chapter 12. Oh my God, to God be the glory. Every evening we pray and in one of the chapters of Genesis, and we are today on the 12th chapter. Genesis chapter 12 from verse 1. I love this passage in the Old Testament. It begins by saying, now. Just say after me, now. I believe in the God that, you know, listen, now is in the Bible. It can happen now. God loves this action word. Just say now, let it manifest. Just say after me, now let it manifest. Now let it be done. Raise your voice and command. Now let there be manifestation. Now let the blessing flow. Now let it manifest. Now victory. Now testimony. Now open heaven. Now breakthrough. Now joy of the Lord. Now healing. God can do it even now. Just speak to a situation. Announce to your world, God can do it even now. I speak to every person struggling, God can do it even now. I speak to every person in the midst of temptation, God can do it even now. I speak to you today in the midst of a shaking, God can turn things around even now. We serve a God of action. And God is active. God, now Genesis 12 verse 1, now the Lord hath said unto Abraham, underline the Lord hath said, the God we serve is a speaking God. God spoke to Abraham, and God wants to speak to you one-on-one. God spoke to Abraham. God spoke to Adam. God spoke to Noah. God spoke to Abraham. The God we serve is a speaking God. Our God speaks. And God wants to speak to you in a special way, in a personal way. Just say, oh Lord, in this season, I want to hear your voice clearly, individually. Yes, I want to hear your voice clearly. I declare today, let God speak to you. Just say the name of Jesus. Confess in the name of Jesus. In this very season, Lord, I want to hear your voice clearly, distinctively, individually. Raise your voice, begin to pray. I speak today for as many as the sound of my voice. Let God give you the grace to hear his voice, to hear his rhema word, to hear his prophetic word to you, to hear the voice of the Lord to you. God is speaking to you every day. God is saying, those who have ears, let them hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. God wants to speak to you. God speaks, you know, sincerely. I'm not a pastor because I went to Bible college. God spoke to me when I was young. Drop down technology, pick your Bible, and go to Bible college. It was clear. We serve a God that speaks. We are praying today that in this season, let God speak to you. Just say, oh Lord, speak to me. Oh Lord, reveal to me. Oh Lord, I want an encounter with you to hear the voice of God clearly concerning your future, concerning your husband, concerning your wife, concerning your ministry, concerning your job, concerning your destiny. Raise your voice and pray. I'm praying today for men and women of God at the sound of my voice. You will not serve God in confusion. You will not move in the dark. You will hear the voice of the Lord. You will get a clear word of God. I'm praying today for as many at the sound of my voice. Let God give you a clear word in this season. January will not end. January will not end until you hear a clear word for direction, for impartation, for release in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ, receive the grace. Receive the grace. Receive the unction for that personal encounter. Receive the unction for a personal word. Receive the unction. Let's pray today that no noise in your inner man. Just say after me, no noise in my inner man. No hindrance in my inner man. I will hear clearly. No noise in my inner man. No hindrance in my inner man. I will hear the voice of God clearly. Nothing should hinder you from hearing the still small voice. Raise your voice and pray. I declare today for men and women, no noise in your inner man. Every noise within you, every confusion within you, every hindrance in your spirit, man, let it be washed away in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive clarity, receive clarity, receive quietness in your spirit, receive quietness in your spirit in Jesus' mighty name. Now listen, to hear from God is a great blessing. Every true child of God who want to grow in Christ should be able to hear from God. Not only some few prophets, every child of God should hear from God. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. I pray today, just say, oh Lord, open my ears to hear clearly. Just pray, oh God, open my ears to hear clearly. Open my eyes to see clearly. Raise your voice and pray. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, open my ears to hear clearly. Open my eyes to see clearly. I declare today for as many at the sound of my voice, let God open your ears to hear his voice clearly, individually. I pray for the grace to see clearly and hear clearly. Your inner man will hear the voice of God. Receive this grace in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Lord. You will hear the Lord speaking to you. Genesis 12 verse 1, please. Genesis 12 verse 1. Now the Lord said unto Abraham, now the word Abraham, A-B-R-A-M, Abraham means exalted one. Exalted one. Now the Lord spoke unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house. Get out from the known. Get out from the usual. Get out from the traditional. God is saying to you, there will be a shifting in your life today. Just say after me, I am getting out from the usual. I'm getting out from the traditional. I position myself for something new. I break away from the tradition. I break away from the old mindset. I break away from the old culture. I place myself to hear the voice of God. I'm open for something new, O Lord. Raise your voice and pray. I pray right now for as many that are bound by old thinking, old lifestyle, old principles. I pray for God to give you the grace for freshness, to open up to the voice of God. As many that are bound to the old way of life, let it be cleansed away by the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, Lord. Just say after me, my mindset is changing. My environment is changing. Oh my God. Just say after me, my mindset is changing. My culture is changing. My environment is changing. My situation is changing. My location spiritually is changing. Raise your voice and declare, my mindset is changing. My condition is changing. My situation is changing. I'm coming out of the traditional way of living in the name of Jesus Christ. Now God is saying, Abraham, get thee out of your country, of your kindred, and from thy father's house unto a land I will show thee. Abraham, something new is happening. Abraham, there's a shifting in your life. Something new is about to be released in your life. Just see after me, something new, something big is about to be released in my life. I'm coming out of the old way of living. Something new, something great is about to be released in my life. Raise your voice and pray. I declare to the first, many at the sound of my voice, something new, something great, something awesome, something wonderful is being released in your life. Abraham, you are coming out of the old limitation. You are coming out of the father's house limitation. Now listen, just say after me, I'm coming out of my nationality limitation. I'm coming out of my father's house limitation. I'm coming out of the cultural limitation. Hey, I'm coming out from all the traditional limitation. I'm ready for something big, something new. Just say, I'm ready for something big, something new. I'm coming out of the cultural limitation. I'm coming out of my father's house limitation. I'm coming out of my DNA limitation. I'm ready for something new. Raise your voice, begin to declare. Father, I speak to the first many at the sound of my voice. You are coming out from your nationality limitation. You are coming out from your cultural limitation. You are coming out from your mindset limitation. You are coming out from your environment limitation. Something big, something new is about to begin in your life. Hear the voice of the Lord. Something big, something new is about to connect with your life in this January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. God is saying a mega shift is coming. A mega shifting is coming. Something big is about to manifest in your life in Jesus' name. Wow. Just say after me. The old is gone. New things are happening in my life. Good things are happening in my life. I break from the old system, the caste system. I break from the usual way of living. I position myself for something new, something big, something awesome. Hey, this is for somebody. Position yourself for something big, something awesome. Listen carefully. When God spoke to me many years ago, I was a pastor in a place called Yoke. The Lord said to me, I'm taking you to all the continents of the world. My mindset began to change. The way I speak began to change. I began to prepare myself for the world platform. Just say, oh Lord, I'm preparing myself right now to embrace something big. Say, oh Lord, I prepare myself to embrace something big. Favor is about to change your story for good. Say after me, favor is about to change my story for good. One more time. Favor is about to change my story for good. The old story is over. Favor is about to write a new story about your life, Abraham. Raise your voice and declare, favor is about to write a new chapter of my life. Yes, Lord, I speak to your life today. As many on the prayer line, as many on the radio station, as many on the Facebook, favor is about to write a new chapter of your life. The old struggle is over. The old stress is over. The old job schedule is over. The old painful you is over. The joy of the Lord is your strength. The Lord will make you glad in this season. The Lord will fulfill his covenant in your life in this season. In Jesus' mighty name. Yes, Lord. When God speaks to a person, everything shifts. Genesis 12 verse 1, now the Lord has said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country, from thy kindred, from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. On the line, I will show thee. That is the word revealed to thee. I will show you the land. Just say in the name of Jesus, in this season, I connect myself to the revelations that God has in mind for me. I connect myself to the revelations that God has in mind for me. God wants to show you some things. God wants to reveal some things to you. Just say, oh Lord, I'm ready for the revelations you have for me. The Lord is saying to Abraham today, there are some things I want to show you. There are some things I want to reveal to you. Let God reveal to you his glory. Raise your voice and pray. I declare today in the name of Jesus Christ, for as many are there, the Lord is saying, there are some things I want to reveal to you. I want to show you some things. Let God give you the grace to receive the revelation that God wants to show you some things. God said to Abraham, I'm taking you from the known to the unknown. I want to show you some things, Abraham. I'm taking you to a place I will show you. Wow. Today I declare in your life that God will reveal to you the things he has in store for you. God will take you from your past life to the revealed life, to the things he has put in store for you. Let God reveal to you your destiny. Let God take you to your own promised land. Let God reveal to you everything that concerns your life and destiny in Jesus' mighty name. You will not live in ignorance. You will not live in darkness. You will not live in uncertainty, because the Lord will self-reveals. Let it be done in Jesus' name. Genesis 12 verse 2, and I will make thee. The word make is like to form. It's like to produce out of you. I will make you. I will, like a potter making a vessel. I will mold you. I will make you. I will form you. I will produce you. I will enable you. I will make you to become. I will make you to become. Just say in the name of Jesus, I will become all that God wants me to become. Just say after me, in the name of Jesus, I will become all that God wants me to become. Raise your voice and declare, I speak today, you will become all that God wants you to become. No man can stop this. No devil can stop this. God is saying, I will form you. I will make you. I will mold you. I will produce out of you. Hallelujah, Lord. I declare today at the sound of my voice, nothing can stop this process. God is working in your life to produce you, to form you, to raise you up. God is working in your life to make out of you a vessel fit for the master's use. Abraham, I will make thee. Wow, Genesis 12 verse 2. And I will make thee a great nation, and I will bless thee. I will bless you. I will make you. I will bless thee. Now let's take this serious. Can you put your name in the place of Abraham in that verse 2? God is saying, I will make you. I will bless you. Yes, I will make you. I will bless you. You will become. And I will bless you. Just say the name of Jesus. I will become. What is that thing? God is saying you will become. I will make you to become it. Don't tell yourself I'm not able. Don't tell yourself I cannot handle this. God is saying I will make you. I will equip you. I will fortify you. I will make you to become. And when God says I will produce out of you a star, nothing can stop it. I declare to the first many at the sound of my voice, God will make you. Some of you are believing God for that vision. You will step into that purpose and fulfill your purpose in life in the name of Jesus Christ. Nothing can stop your destiny. Just say after me, nothing can stop my future. Hey, God will make it happen. Just say, God will make it happen. Nothing can stop my future. Raise your voice and pray. I declare today for as many at the sound of my voice, if God could make Abraham become a father of many nations, God will make it for you. Nothing will stop your future. Nothing will stop your destiny. Nothing will stop your children. Nothing will stop your grandchildren and at least the same grace in the name of Jesus Christ. The same grace in the name of Jesus Christ. The same grace in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive it in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah, Lord. I will make thee a great nation and I will bless thee. Now let's pause in that. I want us to just believe. When God is saying to you, I will bless you. No man can curse that which God has blessed. No man can curse that which God has blessed. God is saying to you, you are destined for the blessing. Just say after me, January to December, I'm destined to see the blessings of the Lord. Raise your voice and pray. I speak today to as many as the sound of my voice. God's will for you is to bless you. And I decree today, from this day, let the blessing of the Lord show in your life. Just say after me, the blessing will show in my life. Raise your voice and declare, the blessing of the Lord will show in your life. The blessing of the Lord will show in your house. The blessing of the Lord will show in your health. The blessing of the Lord will show in the ministry. The blessing of the Lord will show in your children. The blessing of the Lord will show in your business. The blessing of the Lord will show in your career. Let the blessing of the Lord show in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ, I decree today, let the blessing of the Lord show in your life. Just say after me, oh Lord, in this season, I cry before you. Let the blessing of the Lord show in my household. Raise your voice and pray. I come to agree with somebody right now. Let your life blossom. Let your life blossom. Let your life blossom. Let the blessing of the Lord be manifested. Let your life blossom in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak today. Hey, nothing will stop. Your life must blossom. The blessing will show in your life. Can you just begin to pray? Keep praying, keep praying. Just declare this season, this year, this month, the blessing will show in my life. The blessing will show in my life. Because of the favor of the Lord, I speak to you. You have a plan to travel. The blessing of the Lord will show in that plan. You get your visas in the name of Jesus Christ. The blessing of the Lord will show in your marriage. The blessing of the Lord will show in your business. The blessing of the Lord will show in your health. The blessing of the Lord will show in your finances. The blessing of the Lord, let it show in well-wishing sons and daughters. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are blessed in the morning, you are blessed in the afternoon, you are blessed in the evening, in Jesus' mighty name. Let the blessing show in our life. Nothing can stop our blessing. Nothing. Now the next verse, please, before we end. Genesis 12, I love this one. Verse 2, please. And I will make thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. God made this covenant. I will bless thee and make your name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. My greatest desire is to be a blessing to men around the world. I get calls for help, for assistance every day in different parts of the world. Just say, oh Lord, empower me this year to be a major blessing. Just say after me, oh Lord, empower me this year to be a major blessing to the world. Raise your voice and pray. I speak to you for as many at the sound of my voice, for all my friends, all my partners in ministry. Let the Lord empower you to be a great blessing to the world in the name of Jesus Christ. Let the Lord empower your job, empower you in your job site, empower your finances to make a blessing to children, a blessing to orphans, a blessing to pastors, a blessing to sponsor the ministry in the name of Jesus Christ. You will be a resource person. Let God make you a resource person. Let God make you a blessing to children. Let God make you a blessing to orphans. Let God make you a blessing to widows. Let God make you a blessing to the ministry. Let God make you a blessing in your household. Nothing will stop you from being a blessing. The Lord himself will show his glory in your life. The Lord says, I will bless you and make you a blessing. 2021, you are a blessing to the world. Just announce, just say after me, 2021, I'm a blessing in my family. 2021, I'm a blessing in the ministry. 2021, I'm a blessing to children. 2021, I'm a blessing to orphans. 2021, I'm a blessing to my world. Raise your voice and declare. I speak today for radical shifting in your life. You are not a needy person. You are a blessing to the world. You are a blessing to the world. Let God raise you up and make a major blessing to the ministries around the world. You are blessed to be a blessing. Walk in your blessing in Jesus' mighty name. Okay, let's end in the next verse. Now, verse 3. And I will bless them that bless thee, and I will curse them that curse thee. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Now, this is a very serious verse in the Bible. God said it. I will bless those who bless thee. I will curse those who bless, those who curse thee. Now listen, without you doing anything, those who bless the righteous are blessed. And those who wickedly walk against the righteous are under trouble. Let's declare today that God, the God you serve, the God of justice, will bless those who bless you. The God of grace will bless those who bless you. Those who assist you, those who are blessing in your life, let God bless them. Let God bless those who bless you. We pray today that any person that wants to curse you, it will not prosper. The pit, the dog against you, they themselves will fall in the same pit. Raise your voice and pray. We speak in the name of Jesus Christ. No curse can enter your house. No affliction can enter your house. No disease can enter your house. No misfortune will enter your house. The blessing of the Lord make it rich and add no sorrow. I speak over your life today. Because you are blessed, you cannot stay sick. Because you are blessed, you cannot stay broke. Because you are blessed, you cannot stay jobless. Because you are blessed, you cannot remain desperate. Because you are blessed, there must be a way out for you. There must be a way out for you. Because you are blessed, you must see the goodness of the Lord. Let it be done in Jesus' name. No curse can enter your house because you are blessed. Hallelujah, Lord. Tomorrow we'll continue with other verses, please. But let's end today. Just lay your hand in your body and declare today, I am the blessed of the Lord. I'm the favored of the Lord. Just keep declaring. Today I am the blessed of the Lord. I'm the favor of the Lord. I will blossom like the rose. Today I'm the blessed of the Lord. I'm the favored of the Lord. I will blossom like a rose. Keep confessing. Today you are the blessed of the Lord. You are the favored of the Lord. You will blossom in your family. You will blossom like the rose in the name of Jesus Christ. I declare today, it's your time to blossom. Prosper in the midst of your enemies. Let the light shine in your home. Just say after me, I will prosper in the midst of my enemies. Just say after me, 2021, I will prosper in the midst of my enemies. The light will shine in the midst of darkness. My case is different because the blessing of the Lord is upon my life. I decree today, this same favor here, from Maryland to the nations of the world, walk in the blessing, walk in your favor, walk in the peace of God, go forth in the prosperity. The grace of God empower you. The power of the blessing go before you in Jesus' mighty name.